The federal election, obviously, underway. And locally, the question is, can the Conservatives continue to dominate the Prince George ridings? The slate of challengers lined up to take them on don't think so. Associate producer Andrew Curietta has spoken with the candidates for the Cariboo Prince George and Prince George Peace River ridings. And he joins me this morning. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning. And I have to add an addendum. I know I wrote that the Prince George Peace River. It's now the Prince George Peace River Northern Rockies because we didn't have long enough riding names already. But... basically the same.
All right, that makes the hashtag even longer on Twitter, I suppose.
Yes, it does.
Just how much have right-wing parties tended to dominate elections in the Prince George ridings?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, if you want the definition of a safe seat over the last couple of decades, Prince George ridings are that definition. Take, for example, this Prince George Peace River Northern Rockies riding, which extends from Prince George up to Mackenzie, Fort St. John, Fort Nelson. Since 1972, it has been represented by right-wing parties, the Progressive Conservatives, Reform, Canadian Alliance, and the modern-day Conservative parties. When Jay Hill was the MP for the region, he never received less than 56% of the vote. That's since the early 90s. And in the last election, his replacement, Bob Zimmer, received 62%, with the next closest candidate coming in at 26%. So very much a stronghold. And in that sense, not a lot of interest in what's going to happen there a lot of the time, because it's kind of expected that the Conservatives will win. The Cariboo Prince George riding, though, not quite as much of a stronghold. But still, the worst performance Dick Harris ever had was 40% of the vote. And since then, Harris usually received more than 50% of the vote. That 40% came in his first time as a Reform Party candidate in 1993. And since then, never less than 50%.
But he isn't running this time around.
He isn't. And that's sort of the early story of this election and this riding. How will the Conservatives perform without their incumbent candidate? Now, Harris's replacement, Todd Doherty, has already been out there appearing at official events and increasing his name recognition. I'll note that on my way to work this morning, he was the sole candidate with signs up along the way, obviously prepared. But I think it's safe to say that both the NDP and the Liberal Party see some vulnerability here. And I think that is nowhere more apparent than in the candidate coming forward for the Liberal Party. Now, here's a bit of history just to see how much of a change this is. In 2008, Drew Adamick was just 19 years old. He was attending UNBC. And he was the only person who put his name forward to run for the Liberals in the Cariboo riding. So we had this 19-year-old student running for one of the major parties. He did not come out well. He raised just over $5,000. For comparison's sake, Dick Harris raised over $70,000. And Drew received just 10% of the vote. 2011, though, believe it or not, was even worse for the Liberals here. Nobody put their name forward locally. So the party sent up Sangeeta Lolly, who is a fourth-year political science student from UBC.
Right.
The party finished fourth, even behind the Greens, with just 5% of the vote. So not a strong history for the Liberals, but it looks like that might be changing this year.
Okay, so who are the Liberals putting forward this time around?
Well, this time somebody with deeper ties to the community, Tracy Calogeros. And if you don't know the name, you probably know her work. She's the CEO of the Exploration Place Museum in Prince George. She was on the Board of Governors for the Canada Winter Games Host Society. She's been on the board for the Northern BC Tourism Association, Tourism Prince George, city committees. In other words, she is tied to the community. She has experience, unlike her predecessors. And she does feel like this is the year that the Liberals have found their stride.
You know, I think the Liberals have kind of been on a long hiatus, and I feel like they have found their feet and they're ready to govern. I just think this whole country is looking for change, and that's the party that I believe in. So I'm here. I'm ready to do it. It's the right time for me. Hopefully I'll be the right person for everybody else.
All right, that is Tracy Calogeros, who is running for the Liberals. Andrew, who is the NDP candidate for Cariboo Prince George?
Well, that is yet to be determined because the NDP has three people who feel like it is time for them to represent the people of Cariboo Prince George. Now, the NDP has fared better than the Liberals in this riding in recent years. They finished second in both the 2008 and 2011 elections. And after that surge of support for the NDP in Alberta and these various polls showing Tom Mulcair as being quite popular, there is a feeling that there could be something of an NDP surge here in another bastion of Conservative voters. So there is going to have to be a race to find out who will try to lead that charge. Three people. The first name that should be familiar to local political watchers is Deborah Munoz. She's a public health worker, also an experienced politician, having been a city councillor in Prince George and a director for the regional district of Fraser Fort George. Second name, somebody else who people who are familiar with city politics might know, Trent Derrick. He is a small business owner in Prince George. He's also a city council hopeful. He did run but didn't get elected. But now he's giving it another go, this time at the federal level. He says he believes strongly in working for change. And finally, we have Laura Zimmerman. She's a former teacher's aide, now an active volunteer in Williams Lake, and she is putting her name forward. All three of them say that they believe strongly now is the time for the NDP to get elected locally and form a government nationally.
But surely, with the federal election campaign already underway, having three potentials for the NDP party must put them at a disadvantage.
Well, I spoke to all three. I did ask them about that. None of them were concerned. In fact, they said that they are currently working together just to drum up interest in the election and in the party to recruit volunteers to get the NDP's message out there. And regardless of which one of them is elected to represent the NDP, the other two will throw their support in to help them win. And I should say that when I asked them about their reasons for running, all very similar. All three mentioned concerns about Bill C-51, the anti-terrorism act that has raised alarm bells for a number of groups. And they all definitely felt that they don't like the direction that Stephen Harper and the Conservatives have been moving the country. So I expect those will be the talking points regardless of who wins that nomination. And that is expected to be determined within the next few weeks.
And what does the Conservative candidate think about all this?
Yeah, Todd Doherty. And like everyone else in this race, he is new to the world of federal elections, but he too has roots here. He grew up in Prince George and Williams Lake, worked for the Prince George Airport Authority and the 2015 Canada Winter Games before leaving that position to run for the position of Conservative nominee after Dick Harris announced he would be stepping down. In that race, he beat out Prince George Mayor Sherry Green, helped in part by the support of Dick Harris himself. And since then, he has been all around the riding representing the Conservatives at events like National Aboriginal Day and Canada Day. But he says he does not feel like he's a shoo-in, and he welcomes that.
We put our head down, and we always want to play against the best and beat the best. And, you know, I welcome the competition, and we'll see how we are come October 19th, and we'll continue to work hard. We focus on our team and not those of others, and make sure that we're doing everything that we need to do to be successful come October 19th.
All right. And of course, other ridings. We just have a minute here, Andrew. But what do we know about these races?
Well, I'll just mention the Peace River, Prince George and Northern Rockings riding. Bob Zimmer running for re-election. Very busy last week handing out thousands of dollars in government money from the Peace to Prince Rupert. No NDP candidate yet, but the Liberals putting in a showing there as well. Matt Shaw, a teacher and author from Vanderhoof, who now calls Prince George home. He was originally going to run in the Cariboo, but decided to let Tracy Calgaros take on the fight there while he looks northward. The Greens are in the vetting stage. They plan on having candidates in both these ridings as well. 11 weeks, we'll have plenty of time to get into everything.
All right, I have no doubt of that. Andrew Curiata, thanks so much for the introduction.
Thank you.
And do stay tuned to Daybreak and CBC in the coming weeks and months for complete coverage of the federal election. You can stay on top of CBC News. Just go to cbc.ca where we have pretty much live coverage all the time on it.